Glad you're with us at WHYY. I'm Matt Gillum. The days are hot, and an escape to a cool and relaxing bower might be just what the doctor ordered. Thankfully, Philadelphia and the Delaware Valley are spoiled for choice when it comes to places that fit the bill. Joining us to gab about gardens to visit and see this particularly warm time of year is lecturer and author Jenny Rose Carey. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Matt.
Well, we've talked about how enjoyable a walk along a river can be, so what are some riverside parks or gardens you would suggest for a stroll in the summer?
I think the top one would be the Schuylkill. And if you live in Center City or anywhere in those areas along the Schuylkill, it sounds funny, but Laurel Hill Cemetery was set up as a riverside place to visit, as more like a country park back in the day when that was the country and not the city. So there's one suggestion. Oh, and don't forget, on the way, as you're going down the parkway, we have a new garden. It's called the Calder Garden, and it was designed by a very esteemed landscape designer, I suppose he is, Pete Udolph. So it has blocks of nice, colourful perennials. And so this is honouring the Calder family that were artists.
The sculptors.
And then on the opposite side of the parkway is the Barnes Foundation that has some nice landscaping. And then you keep on going and there's the Rodin Museum right there.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So right here in Center City and Logan Circle. If you haven't been to Logan Circle and sit with those lovely fountains,
You can get a real nice misting
while you relax
and take in the sights. This is great. Right here in our own backyards, if you're in the middle of the city.
Yeah, you don't have to go far.
Well, you have taught me over our conversations that arboretums are tree gardens and plenty of shade with hopefully a light breeze. That sounds pretty nice right about now, too. Any places close to Philadelphia that make for a nice tree-covered escape?
Well, I talked before about Aubrey Arboretum, which is in Germantown, so that's right close by. Bartram's Gardens, we mentioned for the 250, that's really close by, right on the banks of the Schuylkill and the Schuylkill Trail, and there's a boat that goes out to it. Just check the schedule, but you can actually catch a boat and go along there. I would suggest that if you want to go to your local ones, look online America's Garden Capital. It has its own website and you can check. I mean, there's over 30. So if you're out in Ambler, I used to be director of the Ambler Arboretum. There's Tyler Arboretum that we've mentioned before. The list goes on and on. Obviously, the most well-known is probably Longwood Gardens. You do have to make a reservation online. Another one in Wayne is Chanticleer, which has consistently top rankings across the country for, particularly if you're a plants person. The things are not labeled, but each garden has a labeled box with the names in it. Morris Arboretum, if you're in Chestnut Hill. So it just on and on, really. We're so lucky. Also on the main line, all the colleges. So Haverford College, Bryn Mawr College, and Scott Arboretum at Swarthmore are all registered arboreta. And then when you go further up, if you're in Bensalem, there's Andalusia, which is right on the river. It's on the Delaware River. And you can walk along there. It's really delightful old gardens with walls.
That sounds very charming.
Oh, it's gorgeous if you've never been there. And if you want native plants, go up along the Delaware up further, which is Bowman's Hill Wildflower Preserve. And it's very near New Hope. So between Washington Crossing and New Hope.
Well, you have delivered. There are so many options right there.
I know.
But now a challenge, Jenny
okay.
Rose Carey. What is a completely overlooked, off the beaten path? This might be hard to get to, but we don't care. It's a hidden gem of a garden or park you think the listeners ought to know about and should visit and should make the effort to find and go.
Ooh, let me think. How about a road trip to La Jew Topiary Gardens down in Maryland? It's right off 95 and it is really, it's a funky garden because it has all these massive topiaries. And it's a crazy one. My husband's father grew up in Baltimore, so we used to go down to that. And also don't forget on the way there, all the gardens in Delaware. So there's the gorgeous landscape and formal gardens of Winterthur, Mount Cuba for native plants, and Nemours as well. There's just so many.
This is a revelation that, I mean, we can pretty much go in any direction, and there are multiple options. And, I mean, a topiary garden?
I know.
That sounds very Alice in Wonderland.
Let's go. Yeah.
Jenny Rose Carey, noted horticulturalist and author. She has the inside scoop on all the verdant places you need to know about. Jenny, thanks for so many of those potential destinations.
Well, I hope people get out and about. I think you'll enjoy yourself.